From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I might have gone fishing.
Got
to thinking it over. Up the road to the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
Yes, it's the Smiley Burnett Show, transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Sweet George Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Smiley Burnett.
Taking it easy, it's a lazy day.
It's my lazy day. And now here he is. You can tell his caliber by the way he shoots off his mouth. Smiley Burnett!
Oh, it's all right. That's your red tie. I thought your tongue was hanging out.
No, it's not that long.
Yep. Say, what's your favorite illustrated paper?
My favorite illustrated paper.
That's right. What's your favorite illustrated paper?
Oh, I don't know. I guess $100 bill would do.
Say, I had to gut it all right. Say, Joe, I remember one time we had a musical out at the Freeman, and some of the ladies thought it'd be nice to have some cultural saloon music.
Oh, no, Smiley, you mean salon music.
Oh, yeah, that's it, saloon music. So they engaged an orchestra, and Mrs. Doolittle was in charge of the whole affair. My, but did she put on the dog. Woo! Said everybody in Freeman should know more about artistic music. The night of the big musical, why, Mrs. Doolittle was late. And when she came in, she said to Deacon Smith, she said, what number are they playing? The deacon says, well, they're playing the Ninth Symphony. Oh, my goodness, he says, I've missed 8 of them already.
Sleepy time, gal, you're turning night into day. Sleepy time, gal, you've danced the evening away. Before each silvery star fades out of sight. Please give me one little kiss, then let us whisper goodnight. It's getting late and dear, your fellas wait for sleepy time, gal. When all the dancing is through, sleepy time, gal, I'll find a cottage for you. You'll learn to cook and to sew. What's more, you'll love it, I know. When you're a stay-at-home, play-at-home, 8 o'clock, sleepy time, gal.
That fella took me up in that open cockpit plane. We went up about 2,000 feet.
See? Did, huh?
And this fella, after we got doing some stunts, he said, Smiley, he said, you know about 50% of the people down there in that grandstand think that thought we wasn't going to come out of that tailspin. I said, mister, there's 50% of us up here didn't think that either. Right now, folks, we want you to hear a few words from a fella we think a lot of, our sponsor.
Thank you.
by the Whippoorwills, here's a nice tune called Whispering Wind.
Fogarty is a nurse down at Freeman. Yeah, she's pretty too. Yeah, betcha. She's the nurse at the Ernest Dingwell Klinger Memorial Hospital. And she told me that J. Parthenon Phipps was into the doctor's office. And Dr. Enminger Eads, he was in there getting a check. And doctor, I guess he's going to get some insurance or something. Anyhow, doc says to him, he says, Mr. Clincher, do you smoke?
He said, no, sir, I don't approve of it.
Well, doc says, do you ever take a drink?
Mr. Phipps says, I absolutely do not. I crusade continually against it.
Well, Doc says, I don't suppose you've ever kissed a girl either, did you?
He says, that's a very personal question, Doctor, but if you must know, I never have.
Well, Doc says, as far as I can tell, you're going to live to a ripe old age if you just learn to fold your wings when you go through a gate at the park, and it might be a good idea to get some hairpins for your halo. Oh, boy. I got a song here now called Cecil Could See What He Wanted to See. On the streets of the village stood Cecil, with dark glasses and a cup in his hand. With a look both pathetic and eager, he cried, won't you help a poor man? His clothes were all tattered and ragged, and his world was as dark as the night. But just let a pretty girl go by him, and Cecil could see her all right. Oh, Cecil could see what he wanted to see, and be where he wanted to be. Till a constable heard Cecil whistle. Now Cecil no longer is free, now Cecil no longer is free. Once Cecil went out to a ball game, with a bottle of pop in his hand. Two hot dogs were stuffed in his pockets. He had a jackknife, a cushion, and a fan. He stole a big box from the grocer. Then he heard someone holler, play ball! And Cecil cussed out the poor umpire through a hole he had carved in the wall. For Cecil could see what he wanted to see and be where he wanted to be. Till the constable heard Cecil whistle. Now Cecil no longer is free, now Cecil no longer is free. Thank you.
until we see you again, this is old Smiley Burnett saying, speak well of me. I just dare you to talk about me. Goodbye now.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet Georgia Brown, the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett. Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.